Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to the NARSA weekly update for the week commencing Monday, the 4th of April, 2022. It's Gary here again, and I'm going to try and keep today's update as brief as possible as I am very much extremely tired after a whirlwind last couple of days in Las Vegas. Man, oh man, that place just kicks my arse every single time I go there. More about that in a wee while, but we'll just get right into the game segment for this past week. Just a one game for us on the weekend, and unfortunately, it just didn't go the way that we wanted to with the 2-1 home defeat at the hands of the Mob from the East End, which took the title destination out of our own hands, and they've been probably effectively sealed the title for them. With us now 6 points behind and 16 goals behind them, with just the six games remaining. As I've said before, they're just churning out result after result, and we are not. So, to be really honest, it was a wee bit of a stretch anyway that we would win all seven games. It was good to see, win our last seven games and we're going to be champions to bag the title. But, so now it's six, and even if we win all six, we could still get pipped anyway, but the chances of us winning all six pretty remote, I would suggest. It wasn't, to be fair, it wasn't the humiliation that they handed us back in February. And taking a look at the stats, it was, fairly dominant performance. But I have to admit, like, I just that all oh, the kind of very familiar feeling to it, as we were just chasing the game and just pumping high ball after high ball after high ball into the area, and most of the time the chances just never materialize, or as I say, the facts or the stats are relatively decent, but I just never had that feeling that we were going to get the draw or get the victory. Well, I mean, we had a fantastic start to the game and it looked like it was shaping up to be a really good day for us, but the two goals we lost were just so bad in terms of the defending, weren't they? They're just awful. We just don't do the basics right, and we're so easy to score against now. Giovanni has a fair few passengers in his team right now, and he certainly has his work cut out for him in the summer to rebuild the team to what he needs it to be. And it's just incredible to be seeing this after the success that we've collectively enjoyed last season. Utterly unbelievable that we're the same group of players and we just can't seem to do what we need to do, the basics of the game. And I did say last week that we needed everyone to be at a 7 or an 8 out of 10 for this, and unfortunately we just didn't quite get it. So we've started our biggest month for years and years and years on a complete downer, and I have no clue actually what impact it's going to have on the team as we head into the European games. We've found that we play very well in Europe, and the team will probably bring us back up. And we'll be thrilled and excited and entertained on Thursday, but just oh, we just can't seem to get it right when it really matters at home, and it's just so dejecting. It really is. On the referee watch, I think what they call him did just fine. There was no real controversial points that I can remember from him, but I was in Vegas, so maybe my fuzziness has me a little bit less definitive in what I did and didn't see, so we'll let that one go. This week we've got two games, one in the last eight of the Europa League and one in the league. The first is the Europa League match against Braga in Portugal. For some reason I thought it was at Ibrox first, but it's not. And that's this Thursday with a 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time kickoff. That's 8 p.m. in the UK. And as I was alluding to there, I guess it just depends on what Rangers team shows up as to how this tie will go. But we have shown that we're more than capable on the European stage this season. And like we had with Red Star and like we had with Dortmund, we just want to bring it home, the following week with an opportunity to progress to the semis. So that's the target for sure. And just a quick reminder on the logistics that RTV doesn't cover these matches live, and they'll be available on channels such as Paramount Plus in the States and DAZN in Canada. The second game is on Sunday, away to St Mirren in the most beautiful town in Scotland, and we just never get an easy game against St Mirren, and I don't expect this to be any different on Sunday. I believe they're still chasing a top six spot and things are a wee bit, they're going to go down to the last day as to who's going to get in before the split. So the kickoff for this one is 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, as a noon UK kickoff. And the last time we played them was on Boxing Day, where we enjoyed a 2-0 victory thanks to goals from Scott Wright, remember him, and Alfredo Morelos. After this game, as I mentioned there, we will be in the split, and well, we will know what our fixture list is for the run-in. It's likely that we'll have another Old Firm game very shortly to look forward to, if looking forward to it is the right terminology after the way things have gone in the last couple of games against them. I'm not so sure it is now, you know, and I'm talking about, you know, looking forward to it. But we need to try and pick up as many points as we can and really focus on Europe and the Scottish Cup and see how it all unfolds for us. So we expect a tough game, and we just need to do what we need to do to get the 3 points, of course. For RTV, still the same as before. We're still collecting fees from the clubs who haven't paid yet. Thankfully, before last week's deadline, we heard from every single club and we didn't have to deactivate anyone, which was a bit of a relief. It's not something that we wanted to do in the first place. We do still have monies to collect, but each club that is or was delinquent got in touch with us to make the payment arrangements. So we'll keep plugging away at that to have it a bit less frantic as the season draws to a close. And we'll also be meeting with David Melvin at some point in the next week or so to discuss all things RTV and start the conversations for next season. I don't mind admitting that this is very, very time consuming for us and just not a lot of fun being debt collectors. So we need to try and figure out a better or more appropriate way to administer this going forward. I'm not 100% sure what that is, but it has to be easier than this. So I guess we'll see. For shoutouts, I'd like to send my thanks and gratitude to your NARSA executive for taking the time out of their busy schedules to head to Las Vegas for a whirlwind planning trip. We had lots of agenda items to cover and wanted to do some kind of blue sky strategic planning, but we simply ran out of time. Such was how busy we were on discussing only the convention coming up in June here. We met with the AV manager and their main on-site contact, who is our liaison for the event, and basically spent Saturday planning and walking and talking through the logistics for the event. The hotel has some takeaways, as do we, and once I fully recover, we'll work out what's happening next and then debrief on our immediate next steps as well. You really get so much done when we're all physically together. You know, the Zoom calls and the phone calls and stuff that we have are good, and they help things move along, but it was absolutely worthwhile to take the time to go and meet and get some real work done. And we also had the chance to celebrate Brian Campbell's birthday with him on Saturday too, which was a nice wee event from what I recall. So, yeah, heavy weekend, oh my word. So for our convention update this week, I can officially confirm that it's 59 days until the first official event of the 2022 convention. To put that in a weeks to go context, it's just over 8 weeks to get everything sorted. Time is absolutely flying by. In terms of further announcements, I can confirm that we have confirmed that musician Callum Beattie will be joining us and will be doing a very special set for us on the Friday night to supplement Joe Cully's wizardry on the turntables and of course the Govan Providence and Boys flute band as well, to give the whole event a real cultural feel to it on the Friday night. And Callum is going to put a wee bit of a set together for us. I'm really happy to have that one confirmed, and I know that he is looking forward to it as well. We do have one or two other irons in the fire in terms of guests, with some kind of last minute planning, so we'll see if they come to fruition or not. But even if we were to stop right now, I'm more than happy with who we have already confirmed. Of course, we've got some real heavyweights there. But if we can, we'll try and get another one or two. And if we can't, that's okay as well. And just a reminder, the football is still on sale. And we have roughly about a week, or maybe just a wee bit more, before we have to let the shirts manufacturer know the sizing. So you need to sign up now. And as I've mentioned over the last couple of weeks, we have three of the four teams, numbers-wise, already filled up. So if you're planning to play don't wait to the last minute, because you're going to end up disappointed. And as I have been discussing, we have the four coaches already organised for each of the four teams. And just a wee reminder again, one of them is the captain, Richard Goff. The other one is 9-in-a-row legend, Davey Robertson. The 9-in-a-row assistant manager, Archie Knox, and Craig Moore. They'll all be coaching a team at the event. So it's going to be a really great occasion. So if you fancy being coached by a genuine RFC legend, then you have a few days just to get it signed up and get yourself on the team sheet. And similar to the football, the golf is on sale as well. And I know that Andy Gray and Archie Knox and Richard Goff will all be golfing. And if you're into that, then get that booked as quickly as you can as well. You'll get an opportunity to rub shoulders with these guys and maybe a bit more of an intimate setting as well. Just another regular plug for our frequently asked questions document that I'm always going on about. It's on our website and it's a handy reference for all the stuff that you would need to know about the convention. On to the communications front for this week. The only real main story really was the club announcing last Thursday that they would in fact not be participating in the now, I guess we can call it, infamous Sydney Super Cup friendly tournament. So the short statement on the website said, Rangers can confirm the club will not be participating in the Sydney Super Cup in November 2022. After it became clear the tournament organisers were unwilling to fulfil their commitments to Rangers, we have, with immediate effect, terminated the club's agreement with the organisers. Just did a wee bit of a cut and pasting error there. And I did see some activity online that, you know, some people getting a wee bit upset that the club could have maybe done more with the statement and perhaps could have used the opportunity to create a more meaningful engagement with the fans on a sort of, you know, we heard you and we won't make that mistake again sort of message. I'm truly not really that bothered about it. The main thing for me was from the very beginning was to get out of the tournament, and we did that with no financial penalties associated with it, which is fantastic. The fans got their voices heard and we got what we wanted, so that's the most important factor for me. So well done to whomever was responsible at the club for making it possible that we could get out of it, and we can now put this firmly behind us and move forward in concert. We're still competing on two solid fronts, you know, as a team, maybe three, you never know what could happen in the last six games. If I'm going to put my optimistic hat on, and this distraction just got in our way, you know, got in our way of enjoying, you know, the season as to where it's going to take us. And it did create some ill will and negative feelings at a time when we should have been able to just truly enjoy our football. So it was a shame, and hopefully the lessons have been learned by our board and we won't be in a similar position in the future. So well done again for the club for getting us out of this. And the club are also working quite closely, I believe, with the police and footballing authorities around the glass bottle incidents from yesterday's game, you know, that got us a wee bit delayed and stuff. And I just can't fathom what the hell was going through the mind of whatever clowns it was throwing glass, you know, glassware anywhere. It's just disgusting and immature and bloody downright dangerous. And it isn't something that we want to see creeping back into our game again. So here's hoping the club find out who did it and just ban them from ever attending a Rangers game ever in their life again. And people must know who it was, and hopefully they'll speak up and get them appropriately punished. It's bad enough the game didn't go our way, but then having to manage this level of idiocy is just crazy. Such a waste of time for everyone involved. And it's the club that's going to be hurt and by this as well. No doubt there'll be some disciplinary proceedings opened or something like that. But so the club don't have the troubles to seek right now, I would suggest. So, very short this week. You can thank Vegas for that. That will do it for this week, my friends. I'm really, really looking forward to Thursday's game. And if we dare to dream, you just never know how it's going to work out for us. We'll keep everything crossed, and hopefully we get a wee bit more of a reaction from the players and we get what we want, which is, as I say, as a result, to bring us back with a chance of making the semis. As always, my friends, thank you so much for taking the time to listen, and please do share it with anyone else that you think might enjoy it. And until next week, please do take care and all the very best. I look forward to feeling 10 times better next week, I tell you. All the very best, folks. Cheerio.